Heavenly Father, we thank you again for this day. Lord, we thank you too that we can worship you in word and in music. Thank you, Lord. We pray that you would have our hearts and minds open and receptive as we look at your word and impart to us the knowledge you want us to have to go forward for you. In Jesus' name, amen. The scripture text for today is found in Matthew chapter 6, beginning at verse 19. Let us stand at the reading of God's holy word. Chapter 6 of Matthew, beginning at verse 19. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there is your heart will be also. The lamp of the body is the eye. If therefore your eye is good, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in you is darkness, how great is that darkness? These were thy words, Heavenly Father. Sanctify us in thy truth. Thy word is eternally true. Amen. You may be seated. Jesus is telling the Sermon on the Mount, and he's also telling us how to live for him and having God's glory show out through us. If we look back in the Old Testament text, which I think to me is very prevalent and very good, it's something that as a young parent and as young parents and even older ones, we should remember very, very much. And we should remember not only as parents, but as individuals and followers of Jesus Christ. And that's God speaking to Moses, and Moses is supposed to tell the children of God, the Israelites, what is going on. And he says there, "Hear, O Israel," or "Hear, you people, I am the Lord your God, and I am the only God." We look so many times, and we have so many people, and we have even maybe many times in our own life, do we have other gods beside the God that created the heavens and the earth? And sometimes we have to say, no, I don't have another God, but I have a tendency sometimes of following or falling away from realizing the true God that created the heavens and the earth. And in falling away, sometimes we start looking at ourselves and what we can get or what we can have for ourselves. We read many portions of scripture that talks about the riches of life, and Paul talks about that the time is short, that we should remember that Christ is returning, and when he returns, we do not know the hour or the date, but we are supposed to be looking up and be ready for that hour. He says, don't put all your thoughts in the things of the present world, but think into eternity. And as a Christian, we should have our hearts and our minds on eternity as well as in the present world. Yes, we can live in this present world and still have the blessings of God upon us, and we can have the blessings of God with us day by day. In Deuteronomy, God told the Israelites, you are to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your strength, with all your mind, or your complete being. And we find that we many times want to do this, and yet because of our sinful nature, we find that the sinful nature will want us to go away from those thoughts and think about what we can get for ourselves today. God has nothing wrong or has nothing against us for having a joyful, wonderful life here, but he wants us to remember that we are to keep him first and foremost focused in what we say or do, that he is our God. He's the one that was gracious and loved us so much that he sent Jesus into the world to die for our sins. And he sent Jesus into the world for one thing, and that was to show his love to each one of us, to show his love for the creation that he had created, to show his love that for this creation he was willing to give his complete self, his son, Jesus, who was with him when the creation of the world began. And we read that in scripture that Jesus was with God when the creation began. And yet Christ came and put aside his glory in heaven and came on into the earth to live amongst us and to show us the love of God. Christ did not have an easy life while he lived here because of the ridicule that people gave him and the many people that followed him for a while, and when the going got rough, they left him. And he has warned us of the same things. In Proverbs, he tells us, he says, do not work strictly for riches in the physical sense. He wants us to have a joyful life. He wants us to enjoy our life here, but he wants us to remember that the riches we work for should be heaven-bound. And in those riches, we would find that we not only have his peace with us, we can also have his joy, and we can have him walking with us side by side. We are to love God with all of our heart, with all of our strength, and with all of our mind. And Jesus is talking here in this portion of scripture, and he says, where your treasure is, there is where your heart will be also. We find so many people, they will want everything for themselves, and they will push eternity aside, and they will push eternity or their livelihood with Christ into an area that is not conducive for Christian living. We find that we have people that will want everything the world can give, and then they wonder why God doesn't bless them, because their God is not the God of the heaven and earth that created the heavens and the earth, but their God is the one of what they can get physically, and their life consists of the physical nature only. They refuse or they won't listen to anyone if you start telling them that in eternity, when you die, you will come before your judge. And when you come before your judge, you will find that he will bring up everything you've said or done in thought, word, and deed, or the intents of your thoughts. And in those, he says, I will reward you, either good or bad, according to the works that you have done. If you have taken and the word of God and pushed it aside for your own earthly pleasure, you will find that you will be shorting yourself in the glories of heaven. And we had a Barnum poll, and I mentioned it last Wednesday. And in there, many people who professed to be Christians felt they did not have to profess Christ or tell anybody else why they believed in Christ or that they had Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. And many of them would go on living and no one would know that they had Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. We also had many Christians in that poll that claimed to have Christ as their personal Lord, and yet they denied the resurrection of Christ, and they denied the truth or inerrancy of Scripture. And we find then that there are many people living in the world today that profess that they are Christians, and yet they do not want to follow Scripture, but they want to change it to the way they think. We find that Jesus says, I am the Lord thy God. And Jesus tells us in Scripture, where your heart is, there is where your treasure is. Or where your treasure is, that's where your heart is. If your heart is on eternity and you have Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, you will find that even though you have much in this world to keep you happy and to help you enjoy life, the ultimate goal of your life is eternal salvation, eternal life with Jesus Christ, where Jesus says, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I'll come again and I will receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. We do it and we live in faith. Paul has told us in many places, God has told us, Christ has told us, that it's by faith that we are saved through God's grace. It's God's grace and our faith in what Jesus Christ has done on the cross that saves us. It is our faith in what Christ did on the cross that makes us want to live for him. It is our faith then that would lead us, and we would have Jesus as our personal Lord and Savior, and that the riches of this world, even though we can enjoy them, and God wants us to enjoy our life here, but he wants us to do it in such a way that people see Christ in us, that Christ is not only living in us and through us, but reaching out and touching those round about us. And as we have said before, if someone was to ask you of your belief or your trust in Christ, would you be able to answer them and give them an answer that's convincing and leading them to have the knowledge of Jesus Christ, that they would want to follow him and be having him as their personal Lord and Savior? We find that Jesus says, if your eye is light, your whole body is light, then you understand. And the Scripture, the Holy Spirit, is not only being able to interpret Scripture for you as you read and study it, but that you would want to study and see what God has to say to you and help you live a godly life here on earth. Then Jesus says, if your eye is darkness, how dark is that? How dark is that in your life that you don't see what God is trying to say? God is trying to tell us. And we live in a world today that's seems to be controlled by the devil, and Satan is doing everything he can to make sure we don't think about the Lord. We find that even going back into Scripture, how Satan tried to stop the birth of Christ, how he had Cain kill Abel, how he had during Esther's reign, how he had Haman take and want to do away with the Jews, and yet God intervened through Esther, Queen Esther, and you go on and on through Scripture. We see when Jesus was born how Herod killed all the babies below 2 years old because he was so afraid someone was going to become king and take his domain. Yet he did not realize that the king was the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the one that would save our souls and give us eternal life. He was looking at the physical world, and yet he himself died shortly thereafter. We see how Satan had Jesus crucified, thinking that he would end Jesus' domain, and yet through that crucifixion, it gives us salvation. And Jesus says, when I'm lifted up from the earth, I will draw people unto myself. This is where our treasure should be, in the cross of Christ, what he has done for us. And as we look at that treasure, we find the things on earth that God gives us, realizing they were given to us as a gift, and we would use them then for his glory and his honor, and we would still have the privilege and the joy here on earth in which he wants us to have and to enjoy. We find that God has done one thing for us, and he did it in love, that as we love him because he first loved us, we find that he will continue blessing us and watching over us and keeping us, that we would find that we would be imitators of Christ, that we would live as Christ wants us to be, and that we would be merciful, and that we would be watchful for his coming. Watchful in the sense that we know the time is short, that we know he's coming very quickly, and that we should be ready. And being ready, we would make sure our sins are not only forgiven, but that we are walking with Christ as our personal Lord and Savior. Merciful, that we would have mercy on those that are hurting, that we can spread the word of God to those that are not saved, and helping them to realize the necessity of having Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. And that we would be imitators of Christ, that people would see your life and they would see Christ in you, and they would want to know what it is that makes you happy and fulfilled even in a troubled world, that we could then lead them to the Lord. And regardless of the problems we have, and we have many, that we come to Christ in prayer, in faithfulness, and we ask him not only to take our problems, but to help us solve them and to help us work them out for his glory and his good, keeping us encouraged and keeping us in his grace as we go along day by day, that we would have a lamp in our own lives that would show that we are full of light and full of the love of God, that God's mercy and grace is living in us, through us, and that we realize God, who created the heavens and the earth, is not only our Father, he is also our Lord and Savior. Heavenly Father, help us to live for you this day. Help us to do your will. Help us, O God, that we would not only live for you, but that people would see you in us and glorify you. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us turn to 578.